So please let your attention be right here. If it helps you to close your eyes, to really plant yourself in the universe of this moment. For some, it's really helpful to take a few full breaths. So perhaps together we can inhale deeply and exhale and sense a letting go, letting go. And again, a nice deep in-breath. And exhaling slowly, consciously, relaxing, letting go. And again, inhaling deeply. See if you can fill the lungs. And just hold the breath when you've filled yourself and just feel that sense of fullness. So that as you now exhale gently, sense of letting go, releasing, relaxing, letting the breath now be natural, but continuing to relax as the breath comes in, and relax and let go with the outflow. And just notice the quality of presence. Notice if your senses are awake, so that you're aware of the sounds that are here, so that you're aware of the sensations of the sitting posture. Just how it feels from the inside out to be sitting right now. So that you're aware of whatever mood or emotion might be predominant. Maybe there's a little excitement or anxiety, tiredness, restlessness, happiness, sadness. We begin by connecting with what's real right here. And as we deepen attention, the inquiry really is, what is my intention tonight? What is my intention in being here? Just sensing what matters to your heart. Just listening inwardly. Our traditions to open collectively with a very simple chanting of Om. The mantra is really the sound current of connectedness, of connecting to the life that's here, to each other, to awareness. So if you'd like to bring the palms together, it's kind of a way of honoring the sacred that's right here. We'll chant three times this mantra Om. Please inhale.
Thank you.
We make ourselves at home in the moment by relaxing, by consciously letting go of areas of tightness or tension. You might take a few moments to scan through your body and just notice if there's any obvious places of tightness or holding. So right from the start, there's an intention to let go a little. You can use the image and sense of a smile to really arrive more fully in an open-hearted, relaxed place. You might smile into the eyes. Just let the corners of the eyes have the sense of a smile and soften the flesh around the eyes. Let the brow be smooth. Relaxing the jaw, letting there be a half smile at the mouth. The inside of the mouth smiling. Imagine and sense a smile at the heart, which is not to paper over anything, but rather to create a space that has room for whatever's here. Letting that space and openness of a smile expand so that you can again re-relax, if you haven't already, the shoulders. Just let the shoulders drop back and down a bit. And feeling them from the inside. Let there be a kind of a melting and dissolving, letting go. Feeling the energy in the arms. And letting the hands rest in a very easy and effortless way. See if it's possible to soften the hands. And just feel from the inside out the life that's there. Softening even a bit more. See if you can notice the vibrating or tingling. Perhaps a sense of warmth, of pressure or contact where your hands touch each other or your legs. So there's an intimate presence. Letting the chest be open. And then just loosening down the torso. Let the belly be soft. So this next breath is received in a softening belly. This breath. And this one. And again. So the hands are soft, the shoulders relaxed, chest open, belly soft. You can feel that aliveness through the torso, and then down into the legs. Feel the upper legs from the inside out. And then the lower legs. So you're inhabiting your body. See if you can feel the feet from the inside out. And Can you feel tingling and vibrating there? Notice what happens if you widen the attention now to feel this whole field of bodily sensations. Just let everything happen. Receiving in awareness this whole changing dance of tingling and vibrating, heat or cool, dense or loose, pulsing, for some perhaps pleasant or unpleasant. To be mindful is to say yes, to notice and allow exactly this very experience of aliveness. And let the receptivity include the sounds around you. Listening not just with your ears, but with your whole awareness. So that you're listening to and feeling the whole moment. The mind naturally gets distracted and leaves presence. And so it can be helpful to have a kind of home base, a gateway back. For many, that's the inflow and outflow of the breath. Just a relaxed awareness of the breath in the foreground. Can help you to know that you're right here, present, relaxed, and awake, and not in a trance, often thoughts. When the mind drifts, it's not a problem in any way, it's what the mind does. The practice is simply notice when you do, and with interest, with friendliness, just pause and gently arrive right back here. These sounds, this experience of sensation, this inflow and outflow of the breath. And in the background, presence itself. This primordial wakefulness and openness. The space that all of life is happening in. You might notice where your attention is. And if the mind's been drifting without any judgment, just invite yourself to come back home right here. What I sometimes call the hub of presence. Rather than spinning around on the rim of the wheel. Just feel the quality of hearness, of listening to the sounds that are actually happening. You might re-relax in the body a bit. Just let go again in the shoulders. softening the hands. Perhaps loosening a bit in the belly. Feeling the flow of the breath. Letting the senses be open and awake. Listening to and feeling the whole moment. And if what you discover as you come home into the present moment is it's a difficult moment, then very intentionally bring a kind of kindness so that you're not just saying yes to what's here, but yes with a quality of real gentleness. And that'll help to bring some space, some ease. A relaxed attentiveness, moment to moment. See if it's possible to relax just a little bit more right now. To let go just a little more. And just let this life live through you. Resting in natural presence. Open and awake.